It's Friday, March 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Something a little lighter while we practice social distancing. How has coronavirus impacted those looking for love and dating? Dating apps have seen big increases in people still looking to connect with others, and singles are doing the best they can with video dates. All that's lacking is the physical chemistry. There's even an app called Quarantine Together. Georgia Wells, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how dating works in the time of coronavirus. Thanks for joining us, Georgia.
Hey, thank you for having me.
There's a lot of different angles going on during this coronavirus pandemic. Obviously, everybody wants to stay healthy and we need to mitigate the spread of the virus. We're practicing extreme social distancing in some states and cities where there's been lockdowns of bars and restaurants. But we wanted to take a step back and talk about something that we all have to deal with anyways, or a lot of us have to deal with, singles that are still looking for love and having to do it and having to navigate it during this time where you can't go out, you can't go do anything. Georgia, tell us a little bit about this, how complicated coronavirus is making dating right now.
Yeah, so a lot of singles who I've talked to have found that meeting people is not so disrupted. For people who are using dating apps, they can still log on. In fact, the apps have seen a surge of use. But the complication sets in once they've matched with someone and they want to connect with them. And so they can video chat them, they can do calls. But for most Americans right now, in-person meetings are sort of off the table.
I'm still willing to bet that there's a number of people that are actually going through with some of these meetings, though. I think you had it in the article and it was a perfect line. Human nature dictates that the longer people are isolated, the more they crave companionship.
People are lonely now more so than almost ever.
So I know sometimes that there probably is a couple people that are meeting and they go, okay, let's still meet, have some type of in-person meeting.
For sure, some people are meeting, but also some people are trying to do safe meetups where they stay like 5 or 6 feet apart. But then there's some anxiety about like, well, sometimes in the course of a conversation, people will drift closer than they meant to.
Right, exactly. So let's talk about some ways that people are still going through this. I know video chat is a huge thing. There was a time this past summer where my wife was working in another state for her job. She was gone for a couple months. And what we would do a lot of times was to try to watch our shows together. So we'd call each other on FaceTime so we can look at each other. And then we count 3, 2, 1, and we both push play at the same time just so we can be on the same page with it. So I know a lot of people are kind of getting into that rhythm too.
For sure, some of the people I talked to had watched Netflix shows together. I haven't actually tried this myself, but apparently there's a plugin on like a browser extension that will play movies simultaneously for people. And so that's definitely like one obvious option. And also FaceTimes, like that's an obvious option. And also there's an app called Say Hello, and they have a video feature within the dating product. And they said that they've seen a 350% increase in the use of that feature within the app since this like social isolation began.
So tell us a little bit more about the dating app specifically. As you mentioned a bit ago, they're seeing increases. So people are still trying to meet up. People are still trying to connect and talk. And what are they doing to help facilitate it at least?
So across the board, dating apps are seeing an increase of usage. There's an app called S'more, which is short for something more. And they actually ended up rolling out new cities kind of ahead of the timeline that they had set because there was kind of such demand right now. And also Tinder, one of the most popular dating apps, particularly among young people, they've made some of the paid features free for now because they're seeing such demand. And then also Plenty of Fish has added a live streaming feature.
And then there's also this brand new app called Quarantine Together.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, it's too amazing. That was a group of friends who were just trying to think of like what would be the ideal product for people who are, you know, quarantining right now. So they came up with this app, Quarantine Together, where at 6 p.m. it asks if you've washed your hands via text message. And if you reply yes, then it will pair you with someone using a text pairing similar to Lyft and Uber, where you can text the driver but not know the actual phone number. Like there's some privacy still. And then if the texting goes well, then they share you a video link.
You got to capitalize on everything that you can on this. One of the funny things that you put in your story is, I guess, some different screenshots of text messages and things like that. Tell us how people are flirting in the time of coronavirus.
As normal, people are looking for humor, but it's sort of gallows humor now, given the grimness of all of our situations. And so one of my favorite messages that my friend received was this guy messaged her, "Want to meet up next week? My coronavirus is practically gone," which her understanding is he doesn't actually have it.
So right.
She's
right.
Like, oh. Or another popular one I've been seeing floating around is, "You can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T." It's cute.
I mean, you know, but you have to, you know, before we started the interview, you know, we talked about, you know, you need a little bit of levity to kind of get through yes. some of this stuff. And yeah, they're corny jokes, but, you know, that's kind of what you have to play with sometimes.
I mean, assuming this all ends up okay, I feel like we're all going to look back on this as like, you know, whatever it took to, like you said, get through it all.
Yeah, I'd be really interesting to see, and this is going to have some time after, for couples that are together, all the babies that were made during this time. And then beyond that, couples that met during this time on these apps that really did this whole thing of video chatting, it'd be interesting to see how those relationships develop, because there's a lot of people that live across the country and meet this way and they fall in love online. And I would be curious to see if there is an increase of this happening, but with people that are living in the same city, just having to go through this process though.
I'm totally riveted, because part of me could expect that kind of the intensity of the situation is bringing people closer together. It's like a bonding experience, and maybe that will accelerate relationships and they'll all turn out well. And on the other hand, part of me could see that sometimes when people chat a lot before they meet up, it kind of sets the expectations really high. And when they finally have a chance to meet up, if they've communicated a lot already, it's hard to live up to the expectations.
Yeah.
So I could see it going either way, but I really want to know what happens.
Yeah, that physical chemistry is kind of that, in these types of situations, that physical chemistry is the last thing. It's almost like Love is Blind, the Netflix show, but playing out on this. So yeah, just a little levity here. People are still trying to meet, and there's still a lot of ways to get in touch and meet with people and see if love can make it through these times of coronavirus. Georgia Wells, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.